India got it to 41 off 35 balls, and there were, you know, a couple of nervy looking moments out there. Did it go from something that looked like it could have been pretty bad into the sort of moment that can be, I suppose, a good one for you heading into World Cup?
Yeah, we talk a lot about trying to stay in the game, and T20 cricket can turn very quickly, and we know that if we could get a wicket, you know, break that partnership, that we could potentially get a bit of momentum back. So Mandana batted brilliantly. Sort of hard to slow her down, but yeah, as it showed out there, once we got that wicket, we were able to really turn the screws and put them under pressure. So yeah, it's a good lesson, I guess, in staying in the game and making sure you just stick it out and hope it'll turn your way.
And particularly, I suppose, Nicola, the ball after letting through a boundary to be able to recover composure and take that catch.
Yeah, she had a magnet on her today. I think the ball kept following her, and it was good to see her bounce back. It's not an easy thing to do in the field when you miss field or drop a catch, and I thought she took some really important catches. That diving forward's never an easy thing to do, so it was a big moment in the game, and I thought she did a good job.
How do you feel the team's tracking overall? How do you reflect on the series ahead of such a big tournament?
I think it's been a brilliant series for us. We've been put to the test every game that we've played. Two world-class sides who are going to do very well in this World Cup coming up. And, you know, both with the ball and the bat, we feel like we improved over the tournament. We still feel like there's probably a few areas to do that again. But I'd take this tournament any day of the week heading into a World Cup to be put under the pump and have to respond to that, I think, is a really good thing for this team, and we can get a lot of confidence out of the win today.
Nick, on Monday night, after at the middle of the award night, Elise Perry actually said previous World Cup was a real emphasis on trying to bet down a lineup to take into the tournament with roles and responsibilities. Through this tournament, there's been a lot of chopping and changing. How significantly different are you placed ahead of this World Cup compared to the previous one?
Yeah, I think we've been able to evolve as a team. We've added Annabelle Sutherland in and Aaron Burns as well. I think that's really important that you do that and continue to develop. And we genuinely feel like any lineup that we put out with this squad is going to be able to get the job done. And we play some very different teams within this World Cup who have very different style of play. So for us, it'll purely come down to what we think the best combination is. And I'm extremely confident that anyone that we put out on the park will do well. I mean, Annabelle Sutherland's come in and looked at ease at this level, which is a credit to her, and we're all just looking forward to getting started, and it's going to be pretty hard to pick the first team, I think.
Hasn't been a great series for Alyssa Healy. She's such a key part of the team. I mean, have you been through any such similar instances where you just can't get a run, and what would you say to her going into the World Cup?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it hasn't been ideal for Midge, but, you know, I, along with the rest of the team, are half expecting to come out and whack it around in the first World Cup game. So I'm sure every bowler in the world is nervous about bowling to her, because she's definitely due. And you know, she's fine. You go through patches in your career where you don't make runs, and she takes the game on for us. So she's going to take risks, and sometimes that doesn't come off. So I've got full confidence she'll be able to play a really big role for us in the World Cup. And if it's not her day, then it's got to be someone else's, and we can't rely on one player to win us the World Cup. So Midge will come around really quickly. She's got a good attitude. She's been keeping really well, which is great for the side. So we're not too worried.
She is the upbeat. She's, you know, character. She's always happy, always smiling. Noticed anything different over the past week or last few days? Even to see anything that might be of concern?
No, not at all. She's been giving the group great energy. As I said, I think her keeping's been really good in this series. So, you know, all the things are looking good for her, and it only takes one or two shots and she'll be back in the groove. So I look forward to watching it when it happens.
Is it encouraging to win in this series with, you know, Lisa obviously being down and Elise probably only having that one real standout game, other girls stepping up?
Yeah, it's really important that we've got depth in the squad and different people to step up at different times. You can't rely on one or two players to get the job done. You know, there's too many world-class sides out there who will be able to beat you. So I thought Beth Mooney's tournament was excellent. She's just carried on from the WBBL, which is great. So, you know, we feel like we've got, you know, sort of 8 or 9 genuine batters who can come in and do the job. So, you know, we need to make sure that we utilise all of them.
Sophie Molyneux left out of the team today after 3 wickets on Sunday. How have you seen her return to cricket after a bit of a break?
Yeah, she's been in great spirits. She really adds to our group. She's very level-headed and very talented as well. So it's nice to see her back around the group, smiling and enjoying herself. So yeah, she dropped out of the side today, but you know, she'll be good to go for the World Cup, and certainly gives us a good option.
Why did she drop out of the side today?
She had a corked thigh, I think, from training yesterday. So it's nothing major, but just given what we're coming up, we thought it best to sit her out. But yeah, you know, all things are pointing to her being all good for the World Cup.
Just in the back, and then just go to the back, and then listening up.
Thanks, Simon Petch. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Jess Johnson, 5 for 12, the best performance of her career. Like today, terrific performance. I think on the back end of what she's done today, that must give her confidence going into the World Cup, no doubt.
Absolutely. She's been in fine form bowling for a long time now, and you know, for a spinner to be able to bowl the last three overs from one end in a T20 chase is a pretty good effort. I don't see that very often, but I had full confidence she'd be able to get the job done. She's very calm, she's got really good skills, and she can bowl at any point in the innings. So it's nice to see her really confident. She's an important part of our team, and I hope that she can continue her form on.
Just to follow on that question, we saw you use Johnson and Molyneux for just the one over in the last time you played India. That was when Mandana batted a really long time. Again, here, Johnson just pulled the one over while Mandana was at the crease. Tactically, can you just thinking behind that?
Yeah, that's just the way that the games have panned out. Obviously, in the first game, Verma was taking on the spinners a fair bit, so you know, we sort of went to pace a little bit, and I guess the wicket out there today was a little bit up and down, so we used a bit more pace. But I think, you know, in that round game against India, I perhaps could have brought JJ on a little bit earlier, and that's what I looked at in review. So it's certainly not a real game plan or anything like that. It's sort of just a gut feel on what's happening, but you know, you can always do things slightly differently, but she's shown that she's very capable of bowling at different points, which is really important.
Also, Bill Gordon said before that you said you need 8 or 9 batters who can really express themselves out there. Conversely with India, do you feel like you're 1 wicket away from a collapse?
Oh, not necessarily a collapse, but we do feel like we can get back in the game, and that's the same in, you know, with any team really. In cricket, you get wickets and it slows the rate down, so I don't think that's any different. But you know, when you've got set batters heading into the last 5 overs, it's difficult to contain them. So we always want to try and keep looking for wickets, and you know, the wickets out here were pretty hard to start on for new batters, I thought. So, you know, to get Mandana out sort of with a few overs to go, I think was a real game changer and allowed us to put a bit of pressure on the new batters.
After, I guess, losing 2 of the last 3 to India, how much of a mental advantage or edge could it give you with the win today, and how you won it ahead of next week's game?
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good effort. You know, we were under the pump there and probably looking down the barrel of the feet, but we did feel like we stayed in the game really well. And when we reviewed the game during the round games, we saw a lot of things we could have done slightly differently, and that gives us a lot of confidence, and we back ourselves to be able to deliver that. So we've got to make sure we get our planning right. We're playing on a different wicket again when we play them in Sydney. So, yeah, we've just got to be able to adjust to the conditions, and, yeah, it's nice to get a win in a close one. In a final, there's pressure, which is good, and to be put under that and be able to come through is a great effort.
And Nicola Carey played against England today, and then this afternoon, so what was the plan?
We made the call on Sophie this morning, so, yeah, we just had to adjust there, but T20s, I guess, we're used to playing a fair bit of cricket, so Nick coped really well with that. But yeah, that was just something we had to work with today.
Just with the warm-up matches against South Africa and the Windies, do you expect you'll go your best available team, or you're likely to sort of continue to tinker until?
I actually haven't thought that far. We've been worrying about this tri series, but yeah, we'll look to win those games definitely and play our style. What exactly the team looks like, I'm not too sure, but we, you know, you don't want to change too much. I think that the moment you start tinkering too much with things, it comes back to bite you pretty quickly. So we'll look to win those games and play our style.
Yeah, someone else who hasn't had a lot of runs coming in has been Rachel, but these last couple of games have been some little scores at the end. And I suppose if you look at the game against India on Saturday and this one, that contribution of a couple of boundaries at the end can really make the difference, can't it?
It can, absolutely. And Rachel's been working really hard on her game in the nets, and it's nice to see it flying off the middle again. She obviously didn't have the ideal WBBL, but she's such an important part of our setup. It's not easy to come in and go from ball one, and she was able to do that today, and I think that really proved the difference. So, yeah, she'll play a massive role for us, both with the bat and her leadership skills as well. So it's nice to see her get a few today, and hopefully it's just the start of something.
Just leading up to the World Cup, there's obviously so much publicity, a lot more media engagements. You're playing a lot more this year than probably you've ever had before. How's the team coping with A, the increased workload, not just in terms of games, but also in terms of media, etc., and also the pressure of the everything that's building up?
Yeah, I think so far we've been dealing with it really well. It's something we've spoken about as a team, and making sure that we're embracing what's coming up for us. You know, we want to play more cricket. We love playing the game. That's really why we do it. So that side of thing is not an issue. You know, I feel like we've gotten a lot better as a team on taking our mental breaks and actually taking a day off where we can, and then really being focused for the cricket side of things. But you know, World Cups are really great to be a part of, and home World Cups are potentially a once in a career opportunity. So we want to have fun and enjoy it and embrace what comes with that. And there's always pressure and expectations at World Cups on any team, and this one's no different. But you know, we've really got a point of trying to make sure we stay in the moment and enjoy what we're doing, because it doesn't really get much better than what's coming up the next couple of weeks.
Can you share personally how you take your mental breaks?
I'm not very good at sitting still, so I generally am pretty active, but find a good cafe and drink a flat white and have some brekkie, I think, is my go-to. So, yeah, we have a few days off here and there, and it's nice to be able to just check out.
Thank you.